up in the morning, you hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
In 1916, Huddy Ledbetter was in jail in Texas on assault charges when he escaped. He spent the next 2 years under the alias Walter Boyd, but then after he killed a man in a fight, he was convicted of murder and sentenced to 30 years of hard labor at Huntsville, Texas's Shaw State Prison Farm. In 7 years, he was released, after begging pardon from the governor with a song. This is Blues Roots, your daily trip to the Delta. I'm Tom Butler. It was 20 years later, in 1936, that Leadbelly wrote one of the quintessential prison songs of American blues music, Midnight Special. Huddy William Ledbetter was born on January 29, 1885, on the Jeter Plantation near Mooringsport, Louisiana. He was the only child of Wesley and Sally Ledbetter, and after his family moved to Texas and Huddy became interested in music, his uncle Terrell bought him his first musical instrument, an accordion. It took a while until Huddy picked up the guitar, but by the age of 21, he had left home to wander around Texas and Louisiana, trying to make his living as a musician. This rather regularly sent him to jail, and it was in July of 1933 at the Louisiana State Penitentiary in Angola that Leadbelly met John and Alan Lomax. The father and son team were touring the South using newly available recording technology to collect the unwritten ballads and folk songs of people who were somehow out of the mainstream. Leadbelly was way out. When Huddy related the story of how he got parole in Texas with a song, the Lomaxes agreed to put his parole appeal on the back of a 78 RPM recording of another one of Leadbelly's songs, Goodnight Irene.
Irene, goodnight. Irene, goodnight. Goodnight, Irene, and goodnight.
The appeal worked, and a few months later, Leadbelly showed up in Texas with his guitar, a knife, and a sugar sack full of all that he owned. Midnight Special was written by Leadbelly in 1936, after he had moved north and become quite well known in the recording industry. Since then, any number of performers have offered their rendition of the song. Woody Guthrie? Johnny Rivers.
You get up in the morning, you hear the ding dong ring.
Odetta.
Well, you wake up in the morning, hear the ding dong ring.
And then, of course, there was Creedence Clearwater Revival. The song even inspired a very popular 70s music show. But the true nature of the song is in the plight of Leadbelly.
Knife, a fork, and a pan.
In prison, in Texas, looking for a way out. As it happened, that way out was another song, another story, and another blues root. I'm Tom Butler.
Shine a heavy loving light on me.
Oh yeah, that's a midnight special.